Well, I want to say today that I'm thankful for my family, and I'm thankful for you, and to be counted in the number of truly thankful people. And I'm thankful for the forgiveness of my sins and for the Lord guiding me in the way of salvation. Turn, if you would, to Luke chapter 17. Luke 17, I'll read verse 11 through 19. While he was going on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him, and they raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has made you well." This is a passage about Thanksgiving, and that's why I chose this passage for this morning. You can see that in verses 15 and 16, where the one man turns back and glorifies God with a loud voice and falls on his face at the feet of the Lord and give thanks to the Lord. It's the Samaritan leper. But in the last verse, the last line, the last thing said, the Lord says to this man, "Your faith has made you well," or "your faith has saved you." And so really, it's a passage about faith. It has Thanksgiving in it, but it's a passage about faith, and it's about the faith that saves. I'm going to be relatively brief this morning, so let me tell you up front the main point of what I have to say, and that is that saving faith persists to Thanksgiving. Or to say it again in a different way, Thanksgiving completes faith. So what I want to do this morning is first look at the faith of the 10 and then the faith of the 1. And I didn't say the faith of the 9 and then the faith of the 1, or the unbelief of the 9 and then the faith of the 1, because all 10 of the leprous men that were healed had faith. If the 10 had not believed and continued in their belief for a time, they wouldn't have gone to show themselves to the priests. And if they had not gone to show themselves to the priest, they wouldn't have been healed on the way. But they did believe the word of the Lord when he told them to go show themselves to the priests, and they were healed, all 10 of them. And so, like the stony soil and the soil with thorns and thistles and the good soil, they all produced growth for a time, but only the good soil stands for saving faith. It's the same way here. The 10 lepers all exercised faith for a time, but only one leper heard Jesus say about him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." Only one had saving faith. It's the characteristic of faith that it presumes to trust in God's goodness and places confidence in his goodness. So it's not faith just to believe that God exists, that there is a God, but it's faith for you to rely on God's goodness and not doubt that God will give you what you ask for or something better when you cry out to him in the time of trouble. So here we see God's goodness in Christ. He's willing to heal the leprosy even of those who show him no gratitude. He could have changed them back into lepers when the 9 didn't show gratitude to him, but he did good to them. And by faith in God's goodness, you're able to do the same, to do good, even to those who show you no gratitude and don't appreciate it. So it's the 10 lepers who teach us something about faith by providing an example of it. And they show faith by three things that Luke tells us in verses 12 and 13, they went out to meet him when he came into the village. They stood and they lifted up their voices. They cried out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. All these are an act of faith, very active faith of all 10. By these things, they presumed to trust in God's goodness and placed confidence in his goodness, that he would grant the thing that they asked for. Faith in God's goodness is a fragile thing, and it's easily injured and discouraged when it's hardly been established, so that it shrinks from the confidence that it once had, rather than going out to meet him and standing up and crying out to him as it has done at first. And so because of that, to awaken and strengthen and fan into flame the faith and the love that comes out of it, the Lord tries it. And he does it for the lepers by not immediately making them well, but telling them to go show themselves to the priest. He's trying their faith. He's giving them a chance to exercise their faith and to make their faith grow. And so in verse 14, when he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priest. And as they were going, they were cleansed. So this is the faith of the 10. They presumed to trust in God's goodness in Christ, and they put confidence in him. So the 10 made a good start, and in this way, they are an example to us. The 10 are an example to us. Well, let's look at the faith of the one. And what distinguishes him, of course, is he's the one who gave thanks. Verse 15, now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. Luke doesn't explain by why one returned to give thanks to the Lord and the others didn't. He only says that one of them returned to give thanks and the others didn't. But perhaps it's this. Why does Luke tell us that this one single leper saw that he was healed? Look at verse 15. Now one of them, this is the first thing said about him to distinguish him from the others. Up till now it's all been about the 10. But in verse 15 it says, now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. Didn't the others see too that they were healed? Didn't they know as they were going and their leprosy was healed? They had to see. They had to know that they were healed. But it's like when you say of an unthankful person, he doesn't see the kindness that is done to him. He sees it, but he doesn't really see it. He doesn't take it to heart. He doesn't recognize it for what it is. And he isn't thankful for it. So could it be that after seeing the goodness of God, the 9 forgot it? And then having none of God's goodness for themselves, they had none to give to others and no thanksgiving in their heart toward the Lord. So this is the way of the grace and the goodness of God, that the one who begins to believe in God's grace and goodness and will not grow and increase and continue to believe in his goodness when trials come, or when the desired benefit comes, even what he has will be taken away from him and given to another. But the one who begins to believe in God's grace and goodness and then grows and increases and continues to believe when the trials come, or when the blessing asked for comes, he will be given more, and to him he will have and abundance. So this is the one leper. His heart is just overflowing with thanksgiving for God's goodness, that the other 9, they don't know anything of this. They don't even have a fraction of it. And so when he saw that he had been healed, he turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. So he cries out with a loud voice. He's not content to do it with a quiet voice. He does it with a loud voice. And that's what we're doing this morning. We're giving thanks, not just silently, but with a voice, with a loud voice, giving thanks to the Lord. Hebrews 13 and verse 15 and 16 says, through him then, that's through Christ, our high priest, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. And do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. He's pleased with the fruit of lips that gives thanks to him and doing good to others, doing to others the good that we know that God has already done to us. But the Lord Jesus knows that all 10 were healed. They weren't healed in his presence, so he didn't see them healed, but they were healed on the way. But he knows that there were 10 healed. He counted. He remembers. He remembers this group. He just spoke a brief word to them, but he remembers all 10 of them. And he's not silent about them. He inquires about them, and he seeks them. And so it says in verse 17, then Jesus answered and said, were not 10 cleansed, but the 9? Where are they? And what a terrible witness against them is this man who gives sincere thanks from the heart. And he's the most despised. He's the Samaritan. Verse 18, the Lord continues, was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And so the Lord asked this question here. It's not answered. Why was there no one found except for this foreigner? Luke doesn't tell us. But one day the Lord will ask again as a judge, except this time he'll require an answer. Why was there not found those who gave thanks to the Lord except for this one, this Samaritan? So may God give to you and me on Thanksgiving the eyes of this Samaritan to see the goodness of the Lord and to give thanks for it. The eyes of faith in the goodness of God that persists to Thanksgiving and is completed by Thanksgiving, so that we might be those, as it says, who offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name, and do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we do pray that you would give us the eyes of this Samaritan who saw your goodness and didn't just see it like the others saw it, but saw it in a way that filled his heart with thanksgiving and praise that he had to express. We pray that you might make us thankful, that you might grow and increase our faith, that you might fan it into flames. We thank you that you guide us into blessing, into adversity, and it's all to show us your goodness. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.